for the last several weeks, even the last couple months, really, off and on, we've had parables presented to us in the Gospels. Oftentimes, those parables would begin something along the lines of Jesus saying, the kingdom of heaven is like this, or the kingdom of heaven is like that. And then it presents us with an image, which in comparison to God or the kingdom of heaven, it's always going to fall short. We can't provide anything equal to that level. But an image in a parable is helpful. It's helpful to reflect upon and to consider. Today's gospel passage does not entail a parable. Jesus doesn't say that when the Son of Man comes, it'll be like. No, he says, matter-of-factly, when the Son of Man comes, he will gather the nations, assemble them, and separate one from another. He's not telling us what it will be similar to. He's telling us what will happen. He's foretelling the future event. It's fitting that as we come to the end of the liturgical year, next week is Advent, as we come to the end of the liturgical year at this point, it's fitting that the point of reflection is on the end times, pointing us to that future, to the end of our life, or to the end in which we will all be judged in front of Christ. But it's more than just looking to the future. There's also an invitation to reflect on the past, to consider our past actions or lack thereof. When Jesus invites the blessed to come into the kingdom of heaven, their first response is not, oh, thank you. It's not immediately one of joy. At first, we see some confusion on their part. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? With all due respect, Lord, I don't remember seeing you thirsty and giving you anything to drink. I certainly don't remember seeing you in prison. What are you talking about? And then the famous line, whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did to me. Today we celebrate Christ the King. And in this passage from the Gospel, Jesus says, come, you who are blessed by my Father. We are blessed by God the Father when we recognize Christ as our true King and that we serve him and follow him. Because when we serve Christ, who is the true King, we serve God. And when we follow the King, we follow him to where he leads us, which is heaven. You know, in some fictional stories or in movies, sometimes we see a Secret Service agent or bodyguard take a bullet for the president, even lay down his life for the president. And we the natural instinct in us is one of admiration. We see something that is honorable, and it is. But how many times do we stop and ask ourselves, well, would the president take a bullet for me? Well, I don't know. Maybe he would, maybe he wouldn't. It doesn't really matter. The point is we don't even stop to ask that question. It's beyond us. We don't ever consider something like that. But our King, King of the universe, he humbled himself to the point of laying down his life for us, for you and for me. Jesus says, whatever you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me. You know, it's not just miraculous enough that God, creator of the whole universe, would humble himself to enter his own creation. He becomes one of us to the point of associating with us in every way, individually, personally, every way but sin. There is great consolation in that. And we know with the certainty of our faith that he truly does associate with us because of the cross. That is the sign. That is the reminder that he truly does associate with us. In this future event that Christ speaks of, when he separates those on his left and those on his right, if we stop and consider it, it can be a tad bit scary. Because the people that he's separating, he's not necessarily separating those of faith and those that were atheists or those that had faith and those who adamantly rejected God. Actually, it quite possibly could be separating those who had faith. The people on the left and on the right could have had faith. Because as we know, we can have faith and it not lead to charity. All of us, or at least most of us here, are Catholics. But we know that, well, we don't always live up to that Catholic dignity. We don't always live up to that perfection that our Lord is calling us. So it is possible to have faith and it not go anywhere. That's what our Lord is referring to in this passage. But when the reality that Christ, the King of the whole universe, lowered himself to the point of becoming one of us and then associating with us, when that reality settles into our hearts, permeates our soul, there's just a natural instinct, a delight, actually, a delight in the opportunity to extend that same humility and sacrificial love to those around us. As Pope Benedict said, we don't celebrate Christ the King as a feast day of those who are subjugated to a master, but rather we celebrate a feast day in which we recognize that we are in the hands of Almighty God, one who writes straight on crooked lines. We take comfort that we have such an amazing King who would lower himself to our level in every way. When we have faith, let us be reminded that it is intended to go somewhere. And it will indeed go somewhere when we remind ourselves that what Christ said, whatever you do to the least among you, you've done to me.